From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq says it's going on offense in Anbar province. Iraq announced Tuesday it's begun military operations to liberate the province of Anbar from Islamic State insurgents. The announcement came after U.S. Vice President Joe Biden phoned Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to thank Iraqi forces for their enormous sacrifice and bravery. The call followed comments Sunday by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who questioned the Iraqi forces' willingness to fight after the fall of the provincial capital Ramadi. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis says the state of the Iraqi military today is the legacy of what U.S. authorities did after disbanding the army following the fall of dictator Saddam Hussein.
The army was replaced after its dismantling by a hodgepodge of Shiite militia, many of which are very sectarian and corrupt in their orientation, which had not only alienated much of the Sunni population, which helped lead rise to ISIS, but have also proven themselves, due to their corruption, to be an ineffective fighting force when facing this new challenge.
Prime Minister Abadi told the BBC a Ramadi would be taken in days, not weeks. More anti-government protests erupted across Burundi Monday. The opposition quit UN-brokered peace talks after an opposition leader and his bodyguard were killed Saturday. The U.S. condemned the killings and urged authorities to arrest the perpetrators. This protester Monday said we must not fear death but fight for our dignity and the Arusha Accords, which ended the country's civil war. The crisis began last month when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would run for a controversial third term. More than 20 have died in clashes with police. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister says his government has agreed in principle with the United States to provide air protection to Syrian rebels being trained to fight Islamic State militants in Syria. Meanwhile, Damascus Monday carried out airstrikes targeting IS fighters who captured the central and ancient city of Palmyra last week. Hundreds gathered in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, Monday, marking the one-month anniversary of last month's massive earthquake. Jamie McGoldrick, the UN resident coordinator, says the international response to help rebuild Nepal has fallen short.
The flash appeal we launched over a month ago was for $423 million, and that covered all the key emergency sectors for a three-month period. We find ourselves now at a target of only 22% funded. And so that's some $92 million, a very big gap in what we need to make sure that the response to this crisis is effective, efficient.
The 7.8 magnitude quake on April 25 and a subsequent May 12 quake are estimated to have killed 8,700 and injured nearly 17,000. Sudanese security forces Monday confiscated issues of 10 major newspapers. No official reason was given, but it followed publication of a controversial story Sunday based on a speech by an activist who said rape and sexual harassment were common in vehicles taking children to school. President Obama took part in ceremonies Monday honoring the nation's war dead. He laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery near Washington in observance of the annual Memorial Day holiday.
The Americans who rest beneath these beautiful hills and in sacred ground across our country and around the world, they are why our nation endures. Each simple stone marker, arranged in perfect military precision, signifies the cost of our blessings.
The first large-scale observance of what was originally called Decoration Day took place at Arlington Cemetery back in 1868, 3 years after the bloody civil war that killed more than 600,000. In Afghanistan Monday, at least five were killed, more than 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-packed vehicle into the gates of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. China Tuesday said it will continue expanding its military strength further from its borders, including in disputed areas at sea, but insisted it does not want a confrontation with neighbors. In a policy paper, China's cabinet said the People's Liberation Army will shift its focus from territorial air defense to both defense and offense. It also will put a greater emphasis on open seas protection. At least eight inmates are dead following a prison riot in northeast Brazil among rival gangs. Dozens of hostages were released following negotiations. The violence began Sunday when prisoners seized their captives, demanding to speak to human rights officials about prison conditions, including overcrowding. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.